Beyond All Dreams, written by Elizabeth Camden, narrated by Exie Sands. 1. Washington, D.C., October 1897. I'm begging you, please stop looking at naughty pictures in the library. It was a sentence Anna never thought she would utter, and with a straight face, no less. But these boys were on the verge of getting kicked out of the Library of Congress unless she intervened for them. There are medical pictures, Jack Wilkerson said from his position at the library work table. Please, Miss O'Brien, we just want to learn. Was there anything more frustrating than a rowdy 15-year-old boy? The government hired hundreds of orphan boys to serve as congressional pages at the U.S. Capitol, where they performed odd jobs and ran errands for congressmen, but rarely had much supervision. Lately, a group of them had been causing trouble in the library, and they'd just been caught flipping through anatomy books in the hunt for drawings of naked bodies. Anna had an instinctive urge to protect these fatherless children. After all, she was an orphan herself, and the library could be a wonderful escape from the troubles of the world. She gathered the boys around the single work table in the map room, which was crammed with atlases, map bins, and floor globes. You sounded like a pack of laughing hyenas as you ogled those books, she said. I don't need a groveling show of contrition with sackcloth and ashes. A simple apology to the library's director will be fine. What are sackcloth and ashes for? Jack asked. It's a metaphor, she said pointedly. Metaphors are something grown-ups use when they can't set troublesome boys on fire. Several of the boys giggled. You're funny, Miss O'Brien. I'm also serious. She hoped she didn't sound too much like a school marm. But working at the Library of Congress was the greatest privilege of her life. Even after 6 years, there were times...